Today's piece, Ar Scath a Chéile a Mharandaíne, is by Anne Curtis. Read by Dee Forrest. Dee is an experienced actress and singer of Irish descent on her mother's side. She's appeared regionally and in London West End productions. Ar Scath a Chéile a Mharandaíne means on the shoulders of other people we live.
My great-grandmother held that memories could get lost in journeys across the Irish Sea, that stories could become tangled in the seaweed whilst painful memories were battered away by the spray beating the boat, a punishment for their desertion to a land of hope. Great-granny regretted that the stains of the sinful shat out of the vessel's rear became diluted as they slithered away in oblivion. She hoped that future generations would never have to understand how a silent, invisible killer could rise in the earth and cause a darkness that stole the souls of the loved from those who loved them. She prayed that her children would never know a hunger that tore at the root of bellies and denied breath to the very lungs that cried out for air, or recognise the anguish of partings and the ache that remains in a mother's heart long after a ship's shadow has fallen from the horizon. I see fear in this child's eyes as he looks at the empty supermarket shelves. This is all he knows about the ingathering of food. His comes protected. Uniform-sized pasta, packaged in a see-through world of perfection. Beans safely guarded in an armory of tin and tomato sauce. There has been no pestilence in his world. Fields have not been devoured by plague nor rendered impotent by drought. He is reared wrapped in a blanket of Medean temperatures, wind-bearing rain in a land whose inhabitants need not kill in order to survive. It is the change that shocks him. From full to empty, from noisy to silent. Bustling to deserted, warm hugs to screen waves. We look out at the future from behind closed windows, whilst the hand of history taps gently on our shoulder. We devour statistics from the experts on TV and forget that the wind which rustles the spring leaves outside, sending shivers down our backs, has blown this way before. There will be evictions, no doubt. Bailiffs repossessing homes of which the landlords have no need. But no roofs will be set on fire, nor shoeless peasants sent to wander across sodden fields to windswept shores. But these ejections will be quick, too. Belongings of the new homeless scrambled into plastic bags as they are tossed onto the rain-soaked pavement. But how will we escape to new lands when the planes can't fly? Or find work for those landlocked amongst failed businesses? Will we become the new illegals at which newspapers sneer at as we set sail in our own rubber dinghies to lands afar? Will we, who believed that we could control everything, become stuck aground, allowing nature's ocean to do with us what she will? Fear not, my child. We have been here before. And those who remember the new lessons of old will survive. Or, as your great-great-grandmother used to say, Ar Scath a Chéile Aviron, Nadina. On the shoulders of one another, people live.
This piece was recorded in May 2020. For more information about Green Curtain Theatre, please visit our website at www.irishinlondontheatre.co.uk.